Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Episode 229. Of CJ Evolution. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the listener and supporter. Thank you for tuning in. Maybe you're on a commute, maybe you're working out, throwing some weights around, whatever you're doing. Thank you for spending a little bit of your valuable time with me. Special thanks to Four Sigmatic for partnering with this great podcast. If you love coffee and other great products like Elixirs and Cocos, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. You're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, folks, Steve Jobs once said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living somebody else's life. But unfortunately, many of us do. Trapped in a life that isn't right for us by fear and inertia. I want to talk about 10 compelling reasons why you should go after your dreams. It's never too late. If you want to write that book, if you want to start that show or podcast you've been talking about, if you want to start that business, it's never too late. This was a great article on the Huffington Post. I'll have the link on the show notes afterwards so you can read it. But these are 10 reasons why you should go after your dreams. I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow, no, but you should start working on the next phase of your life. So here are 10 reasons. Number one, the time will pass away. The only thing we have in this life, folks, is time. Have you ever thought there is no point launching a business, pursuing a project, or studying a new qualification because it will take 4 years before you've made it, or you'll be such and such age by the time you finish? These five words may change your perspective. The time will pass anyway. 4 years are going to pass, probably quickly. You're going to turn such and such age. And either you'll have a rewarding business, flourishing project, and life that you'll love by then, or you won't. You decide. And we've talked about so many times on the show about who you surround yourself with. If you want to write a book, start a business, and you're surrounded by people who are saying, oh, you can't do that, you'll fail, why would you do that? Get away from them. I'm not saying disregard them and never associate with them again, but I'm saying you need to limit your association with them, plain and simple. Because now you're living what they want to do or what they think you should do. Number two, it feels so much better to be at the bottom of the right ladder than the top of the wrong ladder. There is a huge sense of satisfaction which comes from following your dreams, even if you haven't reached them yet. You know what? The main thing that people say on their deathbed? Regret. They didn't regret taking that chance when they had the time. Again, I'm not saying drop everything, leave all your obligations, but you need to start thinking about this. Because we all have second careers, third careers, fourth careers. You need to go after your dreams. Number three, every day is filled with infinite possibilities. So much can happen in a day. You could meet the right person, stumble across the right opportunity, come up with an exciting idea, perfect a pitch, move jobs, move houses, move countries. Don't estimate the power of a single day. Number four, continuing on the wrong path in life is throwing good money after bad. Life is a precious gift. Let me say that again. Life is a precious gift. Every day you have is an incredible opportunity to live fully, feel joy and satisfaction, laugh, give, share, and pour energy into the things that make your heart sing. Think about it. What really are you passionate about? What do you get jazzed about when you think about it? If it's the job, then go for it. Become the best person you can, best employee you can. But if it's something else, you need to go for it. If you continue living the wrong life, wrong job, wrong relationships, wrong lifestyle, wrong friendships, whatever, because you're invested so much time and effort into it already, you're throwing away precious new days after bad ones. Number five, your life is not limited by your present circumstances, only your beliefs, which can be changed. Don't judge your future prospects and dreams based on your current situation. Where you find yourself now is a product of your dominant thoughts and beliefs a year ago. If you change your thoughts and start opening your mind to the possibilities for your life, everything will start to change in amazing and beautiful ways. Number six, you have a unique gift to the world. You're a once-in-a-humankind combination of passions, natural aptitudes, and quirks. There will never again be anyone like you. Your primary purpose is to authentically be you in every way possible. Playing small does not serve the world. By working, dating, eating, living, creating, indulging, and traveling in ways that feel right to you, you are living in alignment with your soul. And when you live in alignment with your soul, you come alive and the whole world benefits. Number seven, you can't suffocate your true desires. You can sense when you're not living in alignment with your soul. Even when nothing is obviously wrong, you get an alarming sense that nothing feels right either, and the years are slipping by. This feeling will only continue to grow if you don't pay attention to what is trying to tell you. Number eight, a key aspect of happiness is having meaning and purpose. While happiness is a choice and is sometimes something you can and should learn to tap into at all stages of your life, going after your dream adds a whole new element of fulfillment and satisfaction to your days. Number nine, you will build a deeper relationship with yourself. There will be soul searching, late nights, lost sleep, hard yards, doubts, and fluctuating emotions, but you will learn so much about yourself in the process, and that alone will be worth it. Number 10, we talked about it earlier. You will regret it if you don't. When the nurse, with over 15 years experience surveying her dying patients on their top life regret, the number one regret was, and we talked about this, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. Get rid of the naysayers in your life, people. If you want to write that book, start that business, go after your dream, do it. Because they are only projecting onto you their fears. Rise above the pressure to follow the status quo and the expectations of a well-meaning family and friends, and create a beautiful life that's truly yourself. Like I said, the hardest thing sometimes is to disassociate with those negative or toxic people in your life saying you can't do it. I remember hearing a podcast a while ago where I don't know, it was Tony Robbins or Tim Ferriss, but they were talking about there's a misconception out there with people who actually are really, really successful. You see, a lot of people think that once you have a level of success, so let's say Tony Robbins, that there's so much competition on that realm where Tony Robbins is. The reality is there isn't. There is less competition at those realms, the truly successful people, because a lot of people want to live their life in the middle, in mediocrity, because that's their comfort zone. Really, really successful people know this, and they're out on the fringes, and there's less competition. Think about it. Take an NFL. Take the NFL. Everybody in the NFL, all the players, hundreds of them, right? How many of them are truly superstars? They're on the fringes, right? I mean, they're all stars. They're all great athletes. But think of all the people playing in the NFL. We can throw out names like Peyton Manning and Tony Dorsett and all these other, Eli Manning and all these other top players. Those are the top players that people know. Those are the people on the fringes. There's less competition on the fringes. Because a lot of people, the most of the people are in the middle. To paraphrase Henry David Thoreau, most people go to the grave with the song still inside of them. Don't be one of them. Go after your dreams. Folks, this is all I have. I hope it was beneficial. Stay tuned for amazing guests. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Please stay safe. Thank you for what you do. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.